City of Powell River councillors have voted in favor of a development permit that would facilitate construction of multi-family residential accommodation. At the December 15 City of Powell River Council meeting, councillors approved a recommendation to facilitate construction of a four-unit residential building to comprise the third phase of the Joyce Commons mixed-use development. The approval is subject to a landscape security deposit for the required landscaping to the satisfaction of the Director of Planning Services. Councillor George Dowt said this was a development permit approval for the last phase of the mixed-use development on Joyce Avenue, next to First Credit Union. "I think it's a pretty attractive development and provides rental housing, which this community much needs," said Dowt. "I'm in favor of it and I think it will be a great addition to the community." Councillor Cindy Elliott said she was very encouraged by this project because it is intended to be market rentals, which are really needed in our community. "I really appreciate the proponent bringing forward a project that is a rental project," said Elliott. "I'm very grateful for that." Councillor Trina Isakson said at a previous meeting of councillors she had asked the developer what makes it possible to construct purpose-built rentals at market rates, and he mentioned building smaller units, which often suit seniors or individuals. "It would be great to see more market-based purpose-built rentals in the future if it makes financial sense," said Isakson. "I definitely support this." Councillor Jim Palm said he had asked the question about whether the fire department was on board with the development as far as getting emergency vehicles down the lane and being able to access the buildings. "They have been consulted and confirm there is not an issue," said Palm. According to a staff report, the proposal is for four dwellings that are ground-oriented, single-story, one- and two-bedroom units aimed at meeting overwhelming demand for small units suitable for seniors. The report stated that the first two phases of Joyce Commons contain 22 residential units over four buildings, a mix of ground-oriented one- and two-bedroom units, with a handful of second-story units in the buildings that front Joyce Avenue. The third phase is to be situated to the rear of the complex and will share a central pedestrian and vehicular corridor accessed from Joyce Avenue.